Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Pretty good stuff, Bob. Pitt ranked number 24 in the initial college football playoff rankings, and they're going to have a very high-profile game coming up against Notre Dame. And then who knows, even if they lose that game, they still have a chance to get to the college football playoff if they win their final two, Georgia Tech and Miami, and then win the conference title game. But there's all kinds of ramifications to all these games and what might happen if they don't get to the conference title game. What if they win out in the regular season and still don't get to the conference title game? And here to talk about that from the Post-Gazette, Mr. Stephen Thompson. First, I want to mention, join 93.7 The Fan for a toast to the fan at the Drum Bar inside Rivers Casino on Sunday, November 17th.
It's actually Monday, Jill. I had a typo on the graphic there that I apologize for.
Thank you, Limits.
Monday, November 17th.
On Monday, November 17th. That's Monday. Bob, tell them it's Monday.
It's Monday, November 17th. Not December 17th, but November 17th.
Thanks, Bob. As we celebrate winning the 2025 Marconi Award for Large Market Station of the Year, this incredible honor wouldn't be possible without you, our loyal listeners. So we're saying thanks the best way we know how. The fan is buying the first 300 guests a drink. Bob, this sounds like you after a hole in one.
300 guests a drink.
Come raise a glass with us, hang out with your favorite hosts, and celebrate another amazing year of Pittsburgh Sports Radio. We can't wait to see you there. That's going to be quite a night. 50-minute mark on the fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. All right, Stephen Thompson. Is he on the video screen limits?
There he is.
Oh, there he is.
There he is.
Right in the middle.
Stephen, this is very confusing to me. What happened? There's many scenarios here. What are the tiebreakers in the ACC? In other words, what if Pitt were to win out? If they beat Georgia Tech and Miami and still only have one loss in their ACC schedule, could they miss the ACC title game? Like what if they're tied with two other teams or three other teams? Yeah. How does that work?
Yes, they could miss the conference title because after you get through the first tiebreaker, which is obviously head to right, so they have a chance to beat Georgia Tech, who's really the only other team.
Limits, we're having some severe
title game,
but sorry, Steven,
you're freezing up.
We're
gonna have to unfreeze you.
Oh,
and we're glued to these details, and they're coming in a little choppy. Should we try again, Limits?
Yeah, Steven, why don't you hop out of the video and try to hop back in real quick?
That'd be great. Bob, who are you picking in Pitt Notre Dame?
I'm picking Pitt to win. Now, first of all, if you look at Notre Dame's remaining schedule, they have it all in front of them as well.
They have Navy
this week. Then they have Pitt. And then after that, two very winnable games, Syracuse and Stanford. So they should, if you're a Notre Dame fan, think they're going to run the table and probably improve their chances of getting into – they're already going to be in, but a better seed. potentially. So they still have a lot to play for. So, but I mean, that game is going to be here in Pittsburgh. I think the Pitt fans know it. I think this offense is going – it's a good Notre Dame team, make no mistake. But how they start will go a long way in determining where they end. Because I don't – if I'm Pitt, I do not want to fall behind by 14 points and try to have Mason Heinschel dig out from that against that defense.
Bob, do you have a comparable for Heinschel? I say a little taller Johnny Football. He's got that that little swagger to him.
He's very confident. Steven knows that, too. He's just a confident guy. Let's go through those tiebreakers again.
We have Steven. He's on the phone, but we can still see him on the video right now. It's very fascinating.
This is unbelievable, Bob. This has never happened before. Back to the tiebreaker scenarios. Steven, go ahead.
Yeah, so the tiebreakers start with head-to-head, right? And so Pitt will have a chance to knock off Georgia Tech later in the season after that Notre Dame game. So that's kind of the first one you got to get through, but then it gets pretty messy. It's win percentage against all common opponents, right? So Pitt doesn't have necessarily a ton of those, I think, with, you know, Duke or Georgia Tech. I mean, they've got that NC State game, but, you know, Virginia played them in technically not a conference game. It's still a little unclear whether or not that NC State-Virginia game, which was not a conference game, but against two ACC teams, counts into that. And then it's, you know, win percentage against all common opponents based on their order of finish in the final.
Wait, what did you just say about something not counting as an ACC game? I didn't catch that.
That was right at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, so Georgia Tech and Pitt both played NC State, but NC State also played Virginia in a game earlier this season that was technically not a conference game. I think the
still don't teams understand just had, that.
Well, why wasn't it a conference game?
I believe they had an uneven number of – because you have an uneven number of teams in the league, and I think someone might have dropped a non-conference game. And so these two teams needed to pick up a game, and I think they just ended up playing each other, and it didn't count against the conference standing. So
how did I miss that one, Bob?
They could miss out because of something like that.
Yeah, exactly. So that is completely thrown a wrench into the ACC standings right now. So Pitt is still doesn't control their own destiny. They would need – believe Louisville to lose a game right now, especially since Pitt doesn't have a head-to-head tiebreaker over them. They would need to win out and beat Georgia Tech and Miami. So a lot really has to unfold, and it's a little hard to predict what would happen over these final weeks because so many other dominoes kind of need to fall elsewhere throughout the league.
All right, Bob, ask your question about what you think could happen if they don't even make it to the ACC title game.
I thought their path would actually be easier, Steven, if they didn't make it to the ACC championship game, because you can lose that game, and I think it would affect you. If they don't, but they win with three impressive wins over, I assume, all three ranked teams. You know, Notre Dame's 10. I know Georgia Tech is still ranked, and so is Miami. What case could they make to the playoff committee that, hey, this team has won eight in a row? They're electrifying with this freshman quarterback. I don't know if they take that stuff into account, but maybe they do. What case would they make for? Would they have a chance? I think they would.
Well, I think they'd be in the conversation. It is really hard to imagine, though, that, you know, given what we saw in the rankings last night. So, you know, I'm looking at them right now. Like, you've got a one-loss Virginia team at number 14. You've got Louisville also with one loss to that Virginia team that's ranked 14th at 15. Miami 6-2, same as Notre Dame. With a head-to-head win over the Irish is 18th, while the Irish are number 10. And then you got Georgia Tech, also with one loss, down at number 17. They dropped 10 spots after losing to NC State last weekend. There is not a lot of respect nationally for the ACC, and these rankings prove that. So when you talk about two impressive wins over Miami and Georgia Tech to end the year in a hypothetical, you know, 10-2 Pitt season, how impressive would the committee think those wins are? Clearly, I don't know. To me, it does not seem like they really respect Georgia Tech or Miami. So I really do question just how much those wins would be valued moving forward. I think if you're talking about a Pitt team that wants to get into the at-large discussion for a college football playoff spot, it would have to mean beating Notre Dame as well. Because that is really the linchpin here.
Bob, that's what I said. If you win all three and you beat a number 10 team.
No, the more I think about it, Bob, you might think they should get in, but the idea of a team in a conference that is perceived as weak as it is, not even getting to that conference title game and getting an at-large bid, it's just not going to happen. Pitt's path is to get to the ACC title game and win.
They could be very much shut out because of a stupid wrench in the schedule about non-conference game with a conference game. And
do you agree that's the only path they're getting in?
No, I still think they can. If they win these three games and do so impressively, I think they're going to have a chance to do that. And
even if they don't get to the ACC title
Stephen,
game?
Okay, Stephen, do me a favor. Look at the rest of these teams that would be at-large teams, all right? So, I got to cue it.
Bob, he doesn't have all this in front of him.
Well, I don't either. I'm going to call it up right now, but he knows about these teams.
No, he doesn't.
Yes,
not off the top of his head. Well, Limits, Bob is asking Stephen to do something very unfair.
He's asking for a lot
right now. He's asking a lot. For all we know, Stephen doesn't have a computer in front of him.
I'm going to give you this right now, and we're going to look at these matchups. And, Stephen, you tell me what team could be taken out of this scenario. One of the matchups is Oregon, number 9, against Texas Tech, number 8. Memphis would get in because they are, but there'll be a 12 seed against Georgia.
Bob, this is very confusing.
No,
for
I'm
people.
Just asking what team. Right now, number 11, Virginia, is against Ole Miss. If Virginia loses again and Pitt wins out, I guess you have to get.
It's too confusing
but which
to
Bob,
the radio.
Which
Bob,
team? Notre Dame,
Bob.
Number
Come
10,
on,
Notre Dame.
Bob.
If Pitt beats Notre Dame, Stephen, do you agree they're done?
Notre Dame?
Notre Dame probably would be with three losses.
Does that create an opening for an at-large bid? And who would Pitt go up against to fill that slot?
Well, Pitt could theoretically climb up into that spot, but I would assume you're looking at an Oklahoma or a Utah, like a Big 12 contender or one of these SEC teams to climb
up. It's not happening, Bob. We might think it should. It's just that committee, and it's maybe unfair that they judge the ACC the way they do. Maybe it's unfair. They're not going to choose an at-large team from this conference that doesn't even make the ACC title game.
Okay, but what I'm saying to you, if they make the ACC title game and lose in it, no shot, right?
No shot because they'll be a three-loss team.
My sense is my point is, Stephen, agree or disagree, it doesn't matter which way you go, but I think if they don't get that chance but they win out, they still have a better chance than they do getting to it and losing.
I would agree with Bob on that because I think that definitely taking a third loss is – because especially to another – it depends on who gets to that game, but clearly, like I said earlier, like Virginia, Louisville, Georgia Tech, Miami, whoever it ends up being, a win over them even in the ACC championship game is clearly not going to be – are lost in them, but these just aren't teams that the committee clearly values very much. So it's going to be tough, I think, for Pitt to stack meaningful wins down the stretch here because, again, like if Georgia Tech loses to Pitt, they're not staying at 17, right? If Miami loses to Pitt, they're not staying at 18. They're probably going to be unranked after losses like that. So we're going to look at them as good losses and we look at them as good teams right now. But I just don't think at the end of the season the committee is going to look at, I don't think they're going to have five ACC teams ranked at the end of the year.
No, but my point is it's better to miss it and win out than get into it and lose. If you win
it,
it's automatic.
Right, but the real story there, and see if you agree with me, Stephen, is by far, like by a million miles, Pitt's most realistic route to get to the college football playoff is to get to the ACC title game and win.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
There's no doubt with that. It's automatic.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not automatic. Actually, it's extremely likely. But there is a scenario where, say, you would like if Pitt loses to Notre Dame and it's not very competitive, right? And then they make it to Charlotte as a 9-3 ACC team and they win and they eke out a win over, let's say, Miami gets in there with two losses and still isn't very highly ranked, like. It's not super likely this year just because there isn't like a Boise State coming from the Mountain West or something like that that can enter the conversation. But this year it is five highest ranked conference champions get an automatic bid.
Oh, so wow. I didn't know that was – me and Bob are both surprised. I thought it was an automatic bid.
I'm glad you guys brought this up because there was someone who emailed me this morning saying I got something wrong in a story that I wrote yesterday. But I double-checked it and I was not wrong. It is the five highest ranked – conference champions, regardless of if they are power conference or not. So that's a big change from last year. So it's unlikely to happen this year because there just isn't an American conference team or an undefeated American team or a one loss Mountain West team that could push Pitt out. But in theory, the ACC could get left out if there are two group of five
slap in the face there.
Holy bird milk. We weren't aware of that. Can you milk a bird, Stephen? Is that possible?
Kind of above my pay grade. I'm not so sure.
All right, Limits, do you have a
That's
question?
That's a perfect response to that. Stephen, we could ask those questions, or at least questions that are similar to that, on a near daily basis.
About
and that was
milking
a
bird? Yeah.
No, maybe not milking a bird, but what else would you say, Bob? Yawning is definitely something
yawning,
that comes
yelping,
up a ton.
Yawning, whether or not people sleep in the nude, all these things.
Yeah.
Your question, Limits.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, Stephen, I'm curious just overall Pitt's health level right now. Like they have the bye this week, but do you think that they will have a ton of their key contributors, maybe not 100%, but Des Reed, Kyle Lewis, and the long list of injuries, do you think that they will be in a much better place?
Yeah, I mean, Kyle Lewis played last week, so I think he should be good to go. Desmond Reed, game time decision, which I think indicates that he was close, even though he didn't play. So I'd expect both of those guys to be in the lineup. I think the names that you're really looking out for are Rasheem Biles, who I have been told the injury that he suffered a little while ago that kept him out of, both the Syracuse, NC State, and the Stanford games, would have him back after the bye week for this game against Notre Dame. So I'm expecting Rasheem Biles to play, outstanding linebacker, one of the top tacklers in the ACC. Kyle Lewis and Des Reed, I expect to be in there. I think the other names that you really should look out for are Cruz Brookins, the safety, arguably the best player in that secondary, I think. And then Jeff Percy, the left tackle. Kendall Stanley had been filling in for a while. Seems like Percy and Brookins are progressing a little bit, but still don't know anything definitive about their status. I would say Biles, definitely. I'm pretty confident that he'll play, but the other two, not so sure.
So, Stephen, I want to ask you, when we look at, I don't know if you've followed up on coach opportunities and Penn State's still looking for one. I've heard a whole bunch of different names. I know this is not what you're necessarily covering on a regular basis, but have you heard any names that are more surprising than others going to Penn State at this point?
Like
Joe
Brady's,
and the reason I asked that, Joe Brady, who is now employed by Buffalo, has ties to Terry Pegula, who has ties to Penn State. And I'm just wondering, because of those ties, is he tied to them?
Bob, first you're asking about national college programs, and now Penn State. He's the Pitt football beat writer.
I understand that, but he certainly has heard some stuff.
I apologize, Stephen, on behalf
of the
show.
What's wrong with that question?
This is unbelievable, Limits. Would you agree?
Do you think Eli Drinkwitz is a good candidate for the Penn State football job? I'm really curious, Stephen.
He has his eye on it. He knows of these names. Everyone asks about names, and that's still a hot topic.
What about
that's
Urban Meyer?
I withdraw the question, Stephen. Joe, you're next. Go right ahead.
The only thing I think I can say is that I there were a lot of names thrown around when the search began and when James Franklin first got fired. I think whoever gets hired is going to end up feeling underwhelming to Penn State fans. And that doesn't mean they're going to be bad, but a bad hire at all. But, you know, an Eli Drinkwitz, is that someone that's really going to electrify the Penn State fan base? I wouldn't say so, especially after some of the names.
Steven,
that's a good answer.
I don't think Matt Rhule, you know, he signed a contract extension with Nebraska, but like, I don't think that was someone who was going to necessarily excite the fan base either. I think a lot of these big names that were thrown around early, probably not going to end up there. And so, you know, I would be lying if I said I had any clue who they were going to hire. I just think Penn State fans are going to have to be a little patient, I guess, would be my prediction.
Steven, the Seattle Mariners are headed for a big offseason. Any idea what they might do? Anyway, Steven, I'll finish with this. Heinschel, is there legitimate fear in those walls, within those walls, that he could be bought out by somebody after the season? And what's a flat number you believe would be a million?
That's a good question. I don't know how much it would take to keep him. I think it's less than people think. There is absolutely no fear in that building that they're going to lose. Think about what happened last year. I mean, how many guys off of the roster from last year did Pitt lose that you thought was a huge loss, right? They kept, you know, their two all-ACC, all-American caliber linebackers. They kept Desmond Reed. They kept Eli Holstein. They kept Kenny Johnson. I understand that there is a food chain to this thing, but Pitt is not completely out of money, right? Like, they have their own money to spend, and they are going to prioritize retaining these guys who have been outstanding for them this season, and Mason Heinschel is certainly one of them. And, you know, they made Eli Holstein a priority last year, and I have no reason to believe that they wouldn't make Mason Heinschel a priority this year. The good players that Pitt had on this team last year, and none of them left. So,
but you are acknowledging that people will come after him. And so I guess what you're taking here is money will be money. He'll get maybe what he wants or maybe not. But the loyalty factor is something that comes into this, because he was taken by them. They had enough belief in him to start him. Do you think that?
And may I piggyback on this, Bob,
sure,
once you're done?
No, go ahead. I was going to ask him about Olivia Babcock next, so we may as well just
right.
Go ahead.
Just, Steven, none of those guys are him. I mean, if you heard Frank Reich talking about him last week, he said the throw against Florida State, like a handful of NFL quarterbacks might make that throw. He's a star quarterback, it looks like, and I just think that's a different ball game.
Yeah, quarterbacks certainly have a different market, right? But you know, I think we also forget that this guy has played 5 collegiate games. You know, we'll see what he does against Notre Dame and Georgia Tech and Miami and beyond. But there's a long way to go in this season and in Mason's development. I totally understand that they are going to have to work to keep him. They're going to have to pay him some money. That's just the nature of things. But again, Pitt has their own money to spend, right? And I do think the loyalty factor does play into it a little bit, because, you know, you look at the offer sheet that Mason Heinschel had, the official offer sheet, and Pitt was his only Power 4 offer, but there were schools that came calling for him after he committed to Pitt, right? Power Conference schools, ACC, Big 12, Big 10, and he turned them down. He didn't really entertain any of those offers. I do think that, to a certain extent, the offense, the relationship that he has with Pat Narduzzi, the proximity to home, the relationship that he has with Cade Bell and the offense that he's playing in, that all plays a factor as well. It's not completely about the money.
Steven, we appreciate the time. I apologize for Bob. We can't take him anywhere. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bye,
thank you,
Steven.
There he goes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.